Thursday in the upper 20s, and sunshine for Friday. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
It's time for the Debbie Nigro Show with Debbie Nigro, who says she's still a babe, or at least she thinks she still is. That's right, attitude is everything, and Debbie's delusionally young. No one sees the glass of Cabernet half full like Debbie. She's fresh air with a magnetic flair. Some day has arrived, and as far as she's concerned, it's time to roll.
I love starting the show with some really great music and some good company. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. I am blessed today to be in the studio with not only Bob, my trusty engineer, but my beautiful granddaughter, who is not going to talk unless she decides to come in and introduce me for one of the segments in some very funny way, because she refers to me as something pretty funny. And I told her she'd give everybody a laugh. The apple does not fall far from the tree. Humor is in the genes, and I like to pass it on through generations, because I really think that is the key to survival. Bobby, after all the years of listening to my nonsense, do you agree that humor is part of the key to survival? Do you agree, my
friend?
Yeah,
I keep trying to employ it when I don't think I've got the gene.
That's okay.
And I get, you know, these dirty looks for having said such a thing. And, oh, all right, okay.
I got to make you laugh, because I have a very conservative gal pal, very, very conservative, like the most conservative. Oh. And she was at an event recently. And in a very out-of-character moment, she said, Debbie, I channeled you. I said, what do you mean? She goes, I just spoke up and said my mind. I took the opportunity, and I don't know what came over me. It was a wave of Debbie Nigro. That, to me, is when I know I've really succeeded in life.
Okay, save that for your next book. That's good.
What?
A wave of Debbie Nigro.
A wave of Debbie Nigro. Just, oh, gosh. Well, anyway, I have two gal pals who are going to be joining the show today, and I'm so excited because they tipped me off as one of the first people that are doing something very unique in the country. They are starting the first and only Women's Pickleball Association in America.
Oh, yes.
Founders Alita Friedman and Catherine Barton are going to join the show, and they're going to share the big news. And everybody's invited to their launch event for the National Women's Pickleball Foundation, which is going to be in Boca Raton, Florida, on the first week of April. And I love their mission. They are enhancing health, sportsmanship, and personal growth for women, girls, and their families, and striving to create a supportive environment where every woman can excel both on and off the court. This is a huge sport. You cannot believe how many people play.
Oh, I believe you, because I saw, was it during the Super Bowl, there was a commercial promoting these two former pro tennis players.
Yeah, Michelob commercial.
Yeah.
It's like ultra light or zero something.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Yeah, it was a pickleball commercial. My goodness. Anyway, what they're going to be talking about is their mission through the nonprofit foundation they've created, where they're shaping a new generation of pickleball athletes, igniting a passion for pickleball and instilling confidence in all those things. I guess that music was to make me transition, or what was going on there. That's okay. We're getting the guests lined up, and I think my granddaughter's getting her guts up to come over and maybe say something, because she's behind me. Come here. Gianna, you want to come and talk to me? She's laughing so hard. Come here. Come on. I want you. I'll wait till the next segment. Then you can introduce me. All right? Because she see what's going on? She's getting her guts up. She was like, no way, Grandma. I am not going on the air. I am not doing this. Don't force me. Now she's sitting behind me watching me talk and talk about how I push everybody out of their comfort zone. And she's crawling up behind me with a smile like, look. All right. She's getting closer to the microphone. Would you like to introduce me? You ready?
Brother Debbie Nigro.
Say it slower and louder.
Brother Debbie Nigro.
She called me Brother Debbie Nigro.
I see. That's what it sounded like.
Welcome to the Brother Debbie Nigro Show. Oh, gosh, she's so funny. Anyway, February is just not ending with this cold weather. What is going on here? We used to get a little reprieve in between, but we're in some vortex of ice cold nonsense.
And it's going to be March very soon, as Tony was saying to me this morning.
Yeah, I was telling my granddaughter on the way up, as during school, when we were growing up, we learned about March, how it came in like a lion and went out like a, what'd I tell you? What's the answer? Come on. In like a lion and out like a lamb.
What's the there you go.
Come on, she's not going to judge. Yeah. All right, I can't take you. She talks to me all day, all night. We painted this morning. Well. We slept. We watched movies. We went dinner last night. We went food shopping. We're eating healthy. We made zoodles. We've got a lot going on.
But talking on the radio is a big step.
Yeah, but she just did the Brother Debbie Nigro because she'll do anything for a laugh. Anyway, February refuses to end. It's not all bad. I think we were trying to count the days until it might be spring. What is the official date, first day of spring? Is it March 21st?
I think so.
Yeah? Well, we're not too far
April
off.
April 21st? I don't know.
It's like, you know, here we are, February 18th. That's okay. We're getting there. Ah, could use some. I always know when the flowers are coming back. We were in a supermarket yesterday, Wegmans, actually. I went to see how Wegmans was handling themselves.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, because we were on the highway coming back from her house, and she says, I got to get out of this car. Come on, Graham. I had enough with this,
this
ride.
This is what she was saying?
Yeah, she goes, I can't take this ride anymore. She goes, what's that place right there? And she saw it from the side of the road. It was all beautiful and lit up. I go, yeah, let's go to Wegmans. I haven't been there in a long time. Let's see what's going on in Wegmans. Figure we walk around, right, get some stuff. And we did. And we walked around, but they had a flower section. How many flowers did they have there? Like a million flowers yesterday, right? Like a million flowers in Wegmans. And
it was 20 flowers.
20 flowers? Okay. We ended up buying some. Tell everybody the color we ended up buying. You got to talk in the microphone if you're going to be on the air.
Orange,
right.
Ooh.
And they were beautiful.
And
we got them in a vase.
Of orange flowers.
I know. We got them in a vase. And then she rode the cart, you know, I pushed her around. They had a lot of kids' carts with parents pushing their kids driving little fake carts.
Oh, yes.
It was great, you know?
Yep.
They're a wonderful store. They had a choo-choo train going up above us, too. A rail train, though, of rail cars that kind of show how the food is delivered to Wegmans and is transported across the country by the rail lines. And if you've never been out west, you've never really truly seen how the food moves around our country and how things move to supermarkets. It is endless rail lines. If you're driving through the desert, you cannot believe your eyeballs that you are thinking you're seeing a mirage, but it's a train that never ends. Caboose after caboose after caboose.
Good luck if you want to cross that track.
You can't cross the track.
Yeah.
You got to fly over. Okay. But anyway, life is moving, always moving. You know what's back? There's a great show that's back that I was trending back when.
White Lotus?
White Lotus. Did you watch any of it?
No, but I hear everybody talking about it.
Well, it's because when you finally catch on to it, you're like, oh, yeah, this is good. But what's really impressive in the show was all of the product placement for the hotels and the places that really won. And they are getting booked. And people are seeking out the locations in White Lotus. So they didn't realize how powerful that would be in the first episode. It got more powerful in the second. Now it's like it's all one big commercial, to be honest with you. I don't know. But I've always been a fan of product placement. Do you know who did the first product placement?
No, I don't guy think
from,
I know.
Guy from New Rochelle, New York.
I was going to say Thomas Edison. No,
nope,
I guess not.
Nope. Nope. Our neighbor who put the M&M in E.T., the movie E.T., he placed the first product placement. It was a candy where E.T. phones home. E.T. with the M&M. Yeah, that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't do it before that?
Uh-uh.
That's surprising.
I mean, maybe did, but nobody like paid for it to be done.
Oh.
Or, well, now it's big. All right. I have a lot to tell you guys about today. You know, I think gold is in the news today, and I don't know why I don't have enough of it or any of it. We were going through my jewelry today, and it's all costume. Really? yeah, it's really nuts, okay, because I've been collecting costume jewelry for, I don't know, decades now. Obviously, I'm not wearing all of it and might soon give it away to some other people, but, yeah, I'm not wearing true gold. I have a couple of nice pieces. And my, you know, gold's really like, I don't know. It's flying. I was reading from the UK to New York in droves. Did you know they're flying gold around?
Why are they flying gold around?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. There's a trade war, maybe. Everybody's getting nervous about a trade war, and I don't know. People are trying to get their hands
Everybody's getting nervous about everything.
They're trying to get their hands on bullion, you know?
Yeah.
Bullion,
it's almost people are worried. As crypto. I think
people are worried there's going to be a tariff on gold, so they're trying to get it here before the duties are imposed.
Oh, I see.
You know what
for
I'm saying?
The tariff
physical
kick in.
Gold is flying around. The things that are flying in the air, you can't believe. Things that, you know, are in the rail cars, you can't believe. Things that are flying, you can't believe. Once I tried to explain to everybody, you can't believe what's in my big black bag as I commuted to New York City. You'd never imagine in a million years what was in my bag. Like, you just never know what's inside the cargo, right? Be fun to know. If you come back, I will tell you what's in, what was inside my personal cargo that made everybody laugh when I was commuting to New York City back in the day. It was a regular occurrence. And then I'm going to introduce you to my great guests who are coming up next, a couple of girlfriends. I'm always rooting for gals who step out of the comfort zone and do something really innovative. And this is awesome. Plus, I love Alita Friedman because she's been my biggest champion and fan forever, encouraging me in this business. And, yeah, she's going to join us, along with her partner, Catherine, on the first big Pickleball Association.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no coverage at all. These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of the biggest expenses can be your car, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan. You could save thousands with one call to CarShield. Call 800-840-1546 now to see if you qualify. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and more can become a thing of the past. Plus, call 800-840-1546 right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options. Call 800-840-1546 today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Just call 800-840-1546 to see if your car qualifies. 800-840-1546. That's 800-840-1546. Again, 800-840-1546. Coverage varies by plans. View contracts and exclusions at carshield.com.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. That's why you need RedBalloon.work. RedBalloon has recruiters and hiring tools to help you hire adults. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation.
This is Dora Salm of Greenwich Library. Join us on Tuesday, February 25th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Learning Lab for an engaging workshop on climate change. David Emberling, a climate change specialist with Climate Interactive, will guide participants through the En-ROADS simulator, a powerful tool for exploring the impact of global climate policies. You'll get hands-on experience learning how actions like carbon pricing, electrifying transport, and improving agriculture can affect energy prices, air quality, and even sea levels. Register now at www.greenwichlibrary.org or call the reference desk at area code 203-622-7910 for more details. We hope to see you there. This is Dora Somm on 1490 AM WGCH or WGCH.com anywhere.
Champions are built here.
All the way to the rim, lays it up and in. Ha! About that. From midcourt, a heave. Good!
The tradition continues all season long.
Triple. Good.
And that's the way you like to see basketball played.
And once again, the top dogs come from stores. They win the Big East Tournament.
On your home for UConn women's basketball.
Enjoy the whole season right here on 1490 WGZH.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Welcome back to the Debbie Nigro Show. Hi, guys. It's my trending day of the week. And, wow, I got two girls who are trending. They are launching the first and only Women's Pickleball Association in America. I'm going to welcome now founders and gal pals, Alita Friedman and Catherine Barton, to tell me all about this and their big launch event happening in April down in Boca Raton, Florida. Hello, girls.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
This is fun. I'm so happy. You took me up on the invite to share what you guys have created with the world. And who wants to talk first, Alita?
Sure. How you doing, Deb?
Oh, man. You know, you've been a very big champion of mine, and I really appreciate that. What did you once tell me when I first connected with you, that you used to listen to Howard Stern, then you started listening to me? I was like, oh, my God, I love her. And I use that quote on some of my social media. So tell everybody, you're a branding girl. You've been in the toy industry. I know you're from the you're a toy licensing girl. I've had you on the show. I'm just a huge fan of your big brain. And I'm just getting to know Catherine Barton, another big brain girl. But Alita, how'd you get the idea for this? You guys are playing pickleball down there in Florida.
Pickleball, yeah. Right. So as you know, I come from the women in toys licensing and entertainment. And I definitely was interested in doing something with pickleball. My health, everything was improving by getting out on the court socially, making friends, doing all kinds of things.
Yeah, nice.
So we got out there. I met Catherine. I played in the league that she created. I was in there about 3 years, 4 years, and said, there's got to be something bigger. There's nothing for women in pickleball. There's pickleball all over the country, but this is the time. Women in sports, women in philanthropy, it's never been better.
Yeah, tying
it together.
Yep, tying it all together, right? Making it a collective group. That's brilliant.
So we've got two entities we're forming. We've formed the nonprofit National Women's Pickleball Foundation.
Okay.
Which truly will be a national. We're partnering with all kinds of charities like Special Olympics, and that'll be announced soon. And we're starting in Florida. We're going to spread nationally, and then we're going to be launching the National Women's Pickleball Association.
I love it.
It'll be a membership organization with all kinds of amazing benefits and ways to communicate, socialize.
Awesome. I think there's a couple of pieces that are really critical here. First of all, women find pickleball fun. And it's a great exercise, and it's age inclusive. So I like that, number one. It's women in sports at every age. Fantastic, right? And then the social thing. What a great way to meet new people. And I guess you met Catherine that way. Catherine, say hello and tell us about you.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Good to have you, Catherine Barton.
Thank you so much. We actually met Aunt Linda the other day. Super fun. So, you know, I came down to Florida as a tennis athlete and quickly learned that pickleball was the new hot thing, and met a whole bunch of women who not only wanted to play, but they wanted to play with other women. When you get on the court, sometimes in a mixed doubles situation, the guys like to really show off their prowess and their strength. And it can be a little intimidating at times.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We got a group of women together to start, about 126 women back in 2019, and now we're up to over 2,000 women in Palm Beach County up to Brevard County playing in the Women's Power Pickleball League. And it was just sort of the beginning of a sense of community, and through that community, the women have been very committed to doing philanthropic work. So it sort of just followed naturally that we would ultimately form the National Women's Pickleball Foundation, where we're doing amazing things like creating pickleball programming for the Special Olympics.
I love it.
And we're delivering pickleball programming for a local center for disadvantaged children.
Love it.
And we just feel like the sky's the limit.
Yeah, love it. I want you to know I'm an aspiring pickleball player. And I have pickleball paddles. It was our gift for each other for Christmas last year, me and Dave. And then we each kept blowing body parts, so we have not done it yet. Now, I'm still good. He's out because he's got shoulder, the knee. I'm ready to go.
So Alita, let's get you on the court for a lesson, baby.
Well, that's really the only reason I'm trying to make friends with you two. To be honest with you, if I'm going to figure this out, it's with you guys. And I think it will make me really happy, except for the one piece I do want to address. What's with everybody landing in the emergency room from pickleball? What's that about? What's that?
It's very important to make sure that you have stretched all of your ligaments, tendons, and muscles before you get on that court.
Ah, good point.
It's very important to crouch down, to be able to run, wear the right footwear. The shoes are critical. So you don't want to get out there and pull something right away. So we don't think anybody should end up in the emergency room, right?
Okay,
Catherine?
I agree.
I agree
so much, because that doesn't lure me. you know, doesn't lure me. I need to get on that court and then just keep going. You just said something.
And having said that, Deb, though, also another point is that maybe your first introduction, if you've never been on a court before, is to find a local clinic or work with a local pro, just so that you start with best practices and have the best shot at playing the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Very good advice, Catherine. You just said something also very interesting that you may want to pursue, showing people how to work out the right exercises for the pickleball game in particular. That would be cool.
That would be great. One of the things that we're going to do when we have the association and when we're going to incorporate into our introductory programs that we're launching is getting ready for that game. Because whether you're a kid that you're already doing sports, you haven't done anything, you're a couch potato and you want to start playing, you can play.
Yeah.
You've got to get your body ready. So, yes, that will be definitely incorporated.
Why didn't they have keep the tennis balls for the pickleball ball? I told Alita, I don't really love that ball because it's hard to chase because it doesn't bounce. And there's
I'm going to bring that up with USA Pickleball. Deb.
Thank you so
I'll take
much.
Care of that immediately.
I mean, it's a cute idea. The balls, I mean, the outfits are great, though. I love the paddles, and I love your paddle. You should sell those all day long to fund the association.
We're going to
have a great idea.
Clothing, hats, apparel, everything.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
The whole idea really behind it is that we can take those funds, and it's all going back into charity. So
love
we want to bring pickleball to everybody that hasn't been introduced to it, that needs it, that doesn't have the resources, so that we can help people thrive.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, those who are, you even want to help people who are affected by catastrophic events, you know. When you have money in a foundation, you can help everybody. I always said, if I was loaded, like super loaded, I would have so much fun giving my money to everybody who needed it, because I give it away now, and I'm like, oh, I really, okay, fine. I give it all. Like, whatever you need.
That's what's so cool with the partnerships that we have. You know, last year, Catherine's League, we did a huge fundraiser with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Now, as the National Women's Pickleball Foundation, we're able to reach other – we have a call next week with Girl Scouts. We're going to reach Boys and Girls Clubs. We're going to be taking our good and spreading it around.
I love it.
And then at the same time, we're going to do good for women, right? Because
yeah.
There's a big mental health crisis. Pickleball will wash that away. You will feel great if you can – get your endorphins up through pickleball. You'll meet people, so you won't have a loneliness issue, and you'll be athletic, which is good for everybody.
Yeah, I like that. I will say you guys are much better looking than me because of where you live in a warm climate. You look healthy, you're athletic, you got a little sunshine. I imagine pickleball is bigger as a sport in warmer climates.
You know, interestingly enough, that's no longer the case.
Okay.
They're building a ton of indoor pickleball facilities up in the Northeast.
Ah.
They're converting old Bed Bath & Beyond stores.
Ah, that's a genius
hangar-like structure. And it's fascinating. I just read the statistic from the SFI, which is the sports and fitness industry, and they said that they've never seen such growth in indoor construction. Now, it's easy. It's not a complicated thing to build. But I think that the sport has resonated so much with people that it's transcending climate, it's transcending age, it's transcending gender.
I think it's a great thing to do with all the defunct mall spaces that people can't figure out what to do with.
Bingo.
My gosh.
The big box stores down, you know, in New Jersey by Manhattan Beach, they're getting converted into indoor pickleball courts because there's just not enough outdoor space. It takes time to convert you know, blacktop areas into pickleball courts. So the indoor courts have taken off.
I love it. I'm going to go. Isn't there somebody up in this area? I'm broadcasting live from Greenwich, Connecticut. Alita, you're from New Jersey. Catherine, where are you from?
I'm from New York City.
All right, girlfriend. Isn't there some pro up this way you wanted to introduce me to for my first lesson?
Yeah,
there
absolutely.
Is. And when we go offline, I'll make that connection for you.
Yeah, you know, I don't usually ask for favors, but like, okay. Feel free. I really want to do this. And that's why I got excited about being involved. I know a lot of my friends play. Everybody who has gotten involved has giant smiles when they talk about it, you know. And they do it to couples. I know couples do it. I know individual women do it. So I'm just excited about your ideas and about what you're going to be launching, and I wanted to support you, girl. So this is, again, if you're just tuning in, the first and only Women's Pickleball Association in America. Tell us about the launch event, which is happening in Boca Raton in April.
Sure. So the most beautiful country club in Boca Raton, called the Boca West Country Club, will be holding an event. We have a capacity for 600 people. You can look at the event on our website, which is National Women's, it's womenspickleballassociation.org. And when you visit womenspickleballassociation.org, you'll see a link to the event tab. It talks all about it. There'll be raffles. It's an inaugural event. We're going to do fundraising. We're going to have special guests. You're going to be able to meet some actual pro players. You'll be able to see the latest in fashion. And it's going to be the coolest event, and we can only go up from there. And
I love it.
It's just up. Hundreds of people are signing up, and we're just spreading the word right now.
All right,
you know,
great.
Our whole thing is It's our court. It's our people. We're all in this together. And we just want to do good things through pickleball.
All right, it's great. It's an odd name sport. I know it. Doesn't it go back to some guy naming it after his dog?
That is correct. The couple that originally set up this game as a way to keep their kids and their neighbors' kids occupied had a dog named Pickles, and Pickles' job was to go run after the ball. So it was like, hey, Pickle, go get the ball, and it kind of shortened into pickleball.
I thought, and I don't want to say some guy, probably a wonderful guy who deserves a lot of credit for creating an entire new sport. But before you guys go, can you give me some quick tips, like what's the lingo in pickleball speak?
So you got to know to stay out of the kitchen.
Oh, where's the kitchen?
The kitchen is two places. One is the place where you call in for reservations. The other is this little zone right by the net.
Okay.
Another thing to think about is dink, and it's easy to remember because it's drink without the R, and the dink is a soft shot, right?
Oh, dink.
A lot
okay.
of times we dink and then we drink.
I like
let's
it.
See, what else do we have? We have you get pickled. If you play a whole game and you don't let your opponents get a point, you've pickled them.
Oh,
so I think
God.
What do you have? You have the kitchen, you got the dink, and you got pickling somebody. Is that enough to get you started?
Yeah. What about when you slam? Is there a slam word?
Yeah.
Oh,
a smash or a slam or an overhead or a drive or a smash.
Okay, that's
my
good.
My favorite move is, Catherine taught me the phrase for this. It's called the shake and bake.
Oh, I like shake and bake.
Oh, yeah.
Hit a great down the line shot. The person returns it to the middle, and you have your partner put it away.
shake and bake. Now, do you always play in partners against partners? You play singles against individuals?
Singles is also part of the sport. The 12 to 37 crowd seems to be more apt and adept at singles. But, yeah, it's singles and it's doubles.
I can't imagine why. All right. But, see, I love that all generations are finding the game appealing, that both sexes are finding the game appealing, that it's family-friendly, and that it's made – I mean, I used to watch on television the professional pickleball tournaments. I was actually watching these in the last year. So I'm, like, kind of in already. But I'm going to get better and surprise you both.
All these tennis greats, you know, Yvonne Lendl, McEnroe, they're all playing pickleball now.
Are they?
Yeah, they've got pickleball teams.
Really?
It's such a natural. Yeah, some of the pickleball pros were tennis players who have come over and said, you know what?
Jack Sock just switched over.
Really?
Great. Yeah.
How about Martina Navratilova? She show up?
She's busy in the tennis broadcasting booth. You can relate to that, Deb.
Yeah, but she could take a few days off and play some pickleball. All right, well, we'll discuss further.
Everett told me last week she was on a pickleball court.
That's really funny. I'm so glad I introduced you to Aunt Linda. She'll hook you up all over Boca. I know she already got helped you with the piano player. Well, oh, God knows what's going to go from there. And I'm going to be supportive as much as you could use me. The Debbie Nigro Show is saying, yay, girls, to the first and only Women's Pickleball Association in America, the National Women's Pickleball Foundation. All the information is up, the links and everything, on the Debbie Nigro Show Facebook page, my Instagram at The Real Debbie Nigro, and I'll share the podcast afterwards on LinkedIn. Girlfriends, thank you so much for taking the time. I wish you the very, very best.
Oh, Deb,
thank you, Deb.
So much. We'll see you at our event.
Okay, ciao. Have a good one.
Thanks, Deb.
Don't get hurt out there. More to come on the Debbie Nigro Show next.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Will be a little chilly for today in the upper 20s under a mostly sunny sky with wind chills in the single digits early. We'll see wind chills in the single digits overnight and mostly sunny for tomorrow in the upper 20s. Wind chills will once again be in the single digits, then mostly cloudy for tomorrow night around 12 above and mostly cloudy for Thursday in the upper 20s. And sunshine for Friday. Save time, gas, and money while avoiding the black ice and snow and the dangerous wind.
With many different hazards at play, you can skip all of them by taking the Port Jeff Ferry across the Long Island Sound. Call 888-44-FERRY. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Spend a lot to insure your car and home. An experienced insurance agent can manage your insurance costs, fund the gaps in coverage, and save you money. And that's what you'll get when you speak with the professionals at Greenwich Independent Insurance.
Hi, I'm Cindy Greco. Let us take some of the risk out of life. For more than a century, Greenwich Independent Insurance has provided responsive, uncomplicated, friendly, and efficient insurance products for our customers.
And I'm Nicole Lombardo. We are your Greenwich neighbors. We're about getting you affordable insurance policies and great insurance protection for your cars, home, boat, life, and for whatever your insurance needs may be.
And I'm Rick Wellington. Greenwich Independent Insurance has found insurance solutions for more than a century. We have the knowledge and experience to find the answers you need. Let's talk.
For your cars, home, life, and business, Greenwich Independent Insurance has the answers. Speak to an agent at 203-869-0302 and at GreenwichInsurance.com.
For many out on the streets with no address, when the hope dies, it's hard to be found.
You get these people off our streets now.
It's not that simple.
They're human beings. Where are they meant to go?
Homelessness could happen to anyone.
I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Their story is our story.
You never know in life why things work out the way they do. Never give up.
No Address, starring William Baldwin, Ashanti, and Ty Pennington. In theaters February 28th. Get your tickets at noaddressmovie.com.
Greenwich has its own sports talk program. Doubleheader weekday afternoons at 4 on 1490 WGCH. Join me, Rob Adams, as we talk about all sports, high schools, youth sports, college, the pros, and anything else. It's your show, so let's make it interactive. It's lively and it's fun. Call me at 203-661-5051 and be a part of it. That's Doubleheader, weekdays at 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
I cannot wait till my granddaughter gets good at this so I can take a break and she can host the show when I feel like going to pickleball tournaments and things like that. Hey, everybody, I'm Debbie Nigro, and you're going to meet Gianna right now, who's going to introduce me and get a little of the radio business. She didn't want to talk, but then she started hitting me on the shoulder going, let me get in here. Go ahead, say hello. You can hear it in your head. Speak. You can hear yourself speak in your head. You'll hear. Nobody can hear you if you say no words. All right. We're waiting.
Making me think my microphone doesn't work.
No. Let him say hello, hello, hello in the mic, so let's see if it works. Go ahead. In here.
No.
Yeah, are you going to hear it in your head?
No.
You're holding up my show. Go ahead, you wanted to talk. You jumped all over me when I was...
Brother Debbie Nigro.
Brother Debbie Nigro. She's been ready for that. You know, we were talking about girls' sports just now. Did you hear those two women that were on the radio with me? And I wanted to tell everybody how proud I am of you that you're playing sports, because girls... when we were my age and you're younger, or your age, you're 6 years old, didn't have the opportunity for all these outside sport activities and leagues that were just girls. So tell everybody what you're playing, that you go to once a week you do what?
Basketball.
Right.
Nice.
And she's really good. She can hit those shots. She can dunk it. Not quite dunk, but she can hit it. And then what did they teach you at basketball this week?
I don't know.
Okay, good. What else do you do? Tell everybody where else you go in terms of sports.
Gymnastics.
Speak louder and clearer because people can't hear you. They're listening in their cars and they want to hear you, darling. Gymnastics.
It's a tough word to say.
Yeah, it is a tough word. She can spell like crazy. We were playing a game in the car last night. Let's play this game. Let's see. Tell everybody how smart you are. No. She's going, no. Her father taught her this game where when you're driving, and it was great, you throw out a letter and you have the kid name four things that begin with that letter. And
oh,
it was fast. It was a great game.
That's a good car game.
Great car game. Sometimes we sing songs like Old MacDonald Had a Farm, and I point to them and they give me the thing he had on the farm, and then we get into a big chorus and laugh. But all right. So, yes, young women and sports today are fantastic. I was reading a crazy little story, you know, which, because I always say I blow a body part a week, which is why I can't do some of the great sports I want to do. Like, I'm afraid to start Zumba again, because the last time I did a cutesy turn in Zumba, I blew my, I don't know,
it's
ligament
out. It's the cutesy turn that's the problem.
I blew a cutesy something. I blew it on the cutesy turn. I blew my foot, I don't know, something ligament for like months, and I never went back and did it. All right. So, there was an article in Popular Science, like, which body parts do humans not need?
What?
Yeah. Gianna, if you were going to give up one piece of your body, like, which part would you say you can take it away? Which one? You're like, okay, you can take my...
Eyelash.
Eyelash. That was
that's
a good
answer. Yeah.
Fist bump. That was really smart. I don't think I could have came up that fast with that. Wow. I might say take my eyebrows before you take the eyelash, but I was not, wouldn't have fine-tuned. I would have thought harder about what I could give up. All right. They said evolution left us with some organs and functions we no longer need. Julia Craven wrote the article. What else do we need? We need our legs.
A lot of the hair on us seems like
useless.
Need it for what?
Yeah, arm hair. Like, who needs arm hair?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, and leg hair. That would save a lot of trouble. What about toenails? Do we really need toenails?
I guess not.
And we don't need toenails. What were they for?
But would you be willing to give up the hair on your head?
No. Oh. I've done that. But I mean, you get out of the house faster, but no. They were talking about how through evolution with the human body, things that we used to, you know, obviously we develop, we no longer really have use for. And they said, take the appendix, for example.
Oh, that's something internal.
They said digesting a plant-heavy diet, it was dismissed by evolutionary scientist Charles Darwin, who wrongly decided it was no longer necessary due to dietary shifts. It was like, okay. And wisdom teeth.
Well, people have their appendix removed.
Yeah,
and
bye-bye.
They live a perfectly good life.
Yeah, wisdom teeth.
Wisdom teeth. Yeah, I've had them removed.
Well,
myself.
They helped early human people eat the tough. They were eating bark, you know, and stuff, crazy plants and stuff.
Oh.
They really needed them.
All right.
Right now, it's just an expensive dental bill.
Yeah, they didn't
take
really
out the wisdom teeth. Right?
That, you know, a lot, cooking was all about making the food easier to eat.
Right.
Yeah.
What about goosebumps? They were talking about. Do we need goosebumps anymore? Do you know what goosebumps are? Do you, darling, know what goosebumps are? When you get these little bumps on your arms?
They do come and go, so it's like,
goosebumps. There's a reason. There was a reason we used to have them to fluff up the body hair for warmth against and protect against predators. Did you know that's why goosebumps got involved?
I did not know.
Yeah. Now it's like, ooh, I just got some goosebumps. We still have these body parts and functions, but they're not really doing anything. They're not hurting anybody, so they're just kind of hanging around. And they were discussing this at the Center for Functional Anatomy and Evolution at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, in case you think I'm just pulling this out of a crazy magazine. Yeah, I just wanted to put that out. But, Gianna, I think you win. You're very quick with that answer. You want to talk about something else? Ready to talk about something else? All right, let's talk about how many days till summer. That's all these kids want to do. They want to get to summer.
How many days?
How many days till summer? A lot. Go ahead, take a guess.
100.
That's a good guess.
Pretty darn close.
Pretty close. Oh.
Yeah.
And what? You're off from school this week, which is why you're with me. I promised she could sleep over, so here she is. And she's off and I'm not, so it's okay. We're working it out. What's the most fun thing you like to do at my house when you come?
Paints.
And we painted this morning.
Really?
Yeah,
what
we
kind
did.
Of painting do you do? I mean, is it watercolor?
Yeah, it's paint, beautiful, yeah, washable watercolor, because otherwise we'd be in a lot of trouble. What else did we do? She's learning how to cook. She made her own zoodles last night with the zoodle maker, right? Learning how to eat healthy. She loves to use my bed, the electric thing, to make herself go into what position is that we call that?
Taco.
The taco position.
That's using the thing to its limits.
Yeah, that's when the back and the front go back up and forth. And what else? She usually knows more than I do about how to operate remotes and things. And she has an iPad that she uses that I bought her, and she has it with her. Very cool.
You do not know how to use it.
I don't know how to use it, but she showed me a game. Tell everybody about that game last night that we tried to play that you're perfect at, and I lost in the first second. What's it called? You don't know? But explain how it works so people can understand. You can't leave people with dead air. You have to talk. Your mother and father are probably listening too, so hurry up.
It's a block that you can't let it fall with the bricks. If you knock it down, you lose.
Okay. So she's showing me how to get it, how to download it, how to keep the block from going at 100 miles an hour. I tried it one time. The block fell off. I said, are you kidding me with this kid? So kids actually, as long as they're utilizing technology in a beneficial way, I think that we're building bigger brains, you know, as opposed to worrying. You have to just control what they're in front of. And it's amazing because she's got skills that I don't have quickly. Yeah. And words, too. Great. All right. So what are we going to do today? We're going to have some fun after we leave the radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not telling. We're going on a secret mission. We can't tell anybody where we're going. No, don't tell anybody. But we have to take a Zoom call, so she knows what. While I'm on the Zoom call after the show, I'll have to take it while not showing up. You know, when you take a Zoom, you can pick from a ton of backgrounds that nobody can figure out where you are. And I never could figure out that button until recently.
Oh.
Because otherwise, I'm trying to. Every time I'd have a Zoom, I got to clean my house, clean the room, move things over, because you don't want people to think you're nuts, you know, that you're professional. And I was like, wow. I could just put
so
up this
built into
flower.
The Zoom program?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Know if you can do it mobily, but at home, you're like, wow, I like this beautiful apartment I think I'm living in with this view. That's okay. All right, so more in the day ahead today. What else do we want to talk about today? I'm a little off my game. Yesterday, you know, we did Random Acts of Kindness Day, and it got buried in President's Day. I want to ask you, because you're very good at this, do you find that children are kind to one another in school? Mostly. Would you say yes or no? You got to speak up. I can't.
Yes.
Okay, good. And are you somebody who is kind?
Yes.
Okay. That's very important. She's been learning to show other children how to be kind to kids that some of them were not being kind to. So she's been an intervener in somebody acting impolite. But now, you have a favorite cousin? You have a favorite cousin, I hear. What is his name? I think he's listening. Shout him out.
Johnny and Angelo.
Oh,
there's two now,
yeah.
You see?
Oh, you don't call him Johnny Boy?
No, his name's Johnny now. He wants me to call him Johnny.
Why, because he's older? And he's Well, that's very interesting because I call her Gia, and she tells me I can't call her that anymore. Why can't I call that name anymore?
Johnny said he didn't like Johnny Boy, that name, so that's why I do it now.
Oh, because you want me to call you Gianna. More professional, more grown up for a six-year-old. She was born on the day a hurricane came flying through by the name of Gia, Hurricane Gia. And this is a demure version of what I'm really dealing with. Yeah, she don't stop this one. She's a human tornado. She's just acting. Maybe I should make you do this all day long. You stay nice and calm. Fun. All right, your father is listening. And let's see, your mother's listening. And, yeah, everybody's just texting in. You're star of the show today. Now we got a big smile. Now, you know what's going to happen? Like what happens with everybody who's on the radio for the first time. I major in radio first-time people. They come here all scared and nervous, and then they never want to leave. And then they call me because they want to come back because it was too much fun. They had too much fun. They want to do it again. And I bet you're going to tell me that later. I want to do it again. But you have to learn to talk close to the microphone, okay? So how'd you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Okay. You still want to talk, or can I continue with my show? You cannot whisper on the radio. You're live.
I still want to talk.
You still want to talk? Oh, big shot now. All right, we got to think of a topic. You can't just leave everybody with dead air. You want to say something nice about your mom? Say a shout out to your mom and your brother. Say, you know, come on, let's do it. And your father's?
I love you, Mommy and Daddy and Giovanni.
Perfect. Can't beat that.
Can't beat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, her mom's going to have another child. My daughter's going to have a third addition to the already interesting lineup of what sounds like
a baby.
A beautiful baby. Yeah. Everybody laughs. We got Gianna Gillanella and Giovanni Gillanella, and it sounds like they're Italian desserts. That's what they sound like. But we're going to get a third dessert. We're getting a third dessert. We can't wait, right? And what's that? My name? So tell everybody what you call me.
Brother Debbie Nigro.
Not Brother Debbie Nigro. What's my grandma name? What do you call me? Grammy.
Grandma.
No, well, they changed me to Grandma. I'm Grammy. She says, no, as long as we're becoming more professional, well, you'll be Grandma now.
That's
imagine
right.
They
things
move me
change
up.
Fast.
And who's your other? What do you call your other grandma? Go ahead. Closer. closer you can hear it.
Nana.
Right. And what do you call your grandpa? On daddy's dad.
No.
Right. And what do you call grandpa on mommy's dad?
Grandpa.
Right. So everybody's getting a shout out today. Now, there's other people in your life that are important, too. What do you call Doreen?
Mimi.
Right. And what do you call Tara?
Nana Tara.
Yeah, she got a range of, the divorce family has created a whole bunch of compartments where everybody is beautifully getting along, but we got all kinds of categories. And she got a couple of great aunts and uncles. Quick, who are your uncles?
Uncle Johnny and Uncle Angela.
And the aunts. Auntie Lala.
Auntie Lala and
Uncle Anthony.
Aunt Lisa.
Yeah, and Anthony. And we got Aunt Lisa, right? We could go through the whole day. And what do I love? That they have all these people these in their lives, because I miss my big family, to be perfectly honest with you. I miss all my aunts and my uncles and cousins and all the wonderful joy I had growing up with a lot of commotion. All right. Thank you for indulging me, my listening audience, to have my granddaughter finally agree to say a few words. Now we can't get her out of the studio, but I'll be back with one more segment on the show and the daily send-off, the inspirational send-off, the Daily Toast, coming up next.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire, hot. Fast grills at besthotgrill.com.
Larry Elder here with an exciting announcement. While Dennis Prager is recuperating, he's asked me to be the host with the most for this year's Dennis Prager Cruise 2025. We've got a cruise to save, and we're going to France June 28th through July the 10th with a pre-cruise tour of the beautiful city of Paris and the historic coast of Normandy, focusing on the site of D-Day. Then we cruise the Rhone River to Lyon, the culinary capital of France. Then to Arles, where Van Gogh spent his most productive years, charming Avignon, and so much more. We'll enjoy private lectures, cigar nights, and fabulous food and wine with 5-star service. We've booked the entire ship, and with only 15 cabins going fast, you need to book right now. It's the Dennis Prager Cruise with me, Larry Elder, June 28th through July the 10th. Go to coastlinetravel.com, coastlinetravel.com, and click on Group Trips, or call 800-345-2483. That's 800-345-2483. coastlinetravel.com.
Hey, this is WGCH's Gideon Fountain. I have a real estate show every Wednesday at 10 a.m. It's called Your Greenwich House. I will tell you what is selling and why. I will tell you what isn't selling and why. And I'll identify the players, the fellow agents or competitors, and tell you how they're doing. Along with all that, I'll also bring up other topics and items that happen to be bugging me that day. So the end result is it's a good show. You should listen Wednesday mornings, 10 a.m. See you then.
On 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
All right, welcome back to the Debbie Nigro Show. Trending Tuesday. You know, e-bikes are going crazy out there, and they're trending like crazy. In particular, a company called Lime which is backed by Uber. I don't know if you know about that. It's they are going crazy. Actually, looking for a head forward to an IPO. They're thinking they're going to do that. They're going to try and grow the company a little bit more before they go public. But just remember, I told you that. Lime is the operator of a shared electric bike and scooter network. Okay. And they're like doing double-digit bookings, record number of trips in 2024. Have you ever been on an e-bike or an e-scooter?
Well, those are two different things.
Yeah, I know.
One of them you actually pedal a little bit.
Yeah.
And the other one, there's no pedaling.
I know. I can't get the lithium battery problem out of my head where, like, if a lithium battery gets on fire, it's almost impossible to put out the fire.
Yeah, so, but, you know.
What? Tell me.
How many different devices have you had in your life that you had to recharge and have never had a fire?
I was like Debbie Downer when I just said that. Did you just hear
me?
I sounded just like that Debbie Downer.
There you go.
I can't believe it. I saw Debbie Downer on TV the other night, and I was always to say she's giving me a bad rep. And I'm like, I think I'm a lot more like her than I realize some days. Oh, my gosh. Ask my son-in-law. He's like, oh, here she goes with the Downer reports, and watch out for this. But I am not giving in. I refuse to become Debbie Downer. I am Debbie Upper. But I'll have to watch what I say. Anyway, I thought that was of interest. And the other thing I saw that was of interest, I want to leave you with on a trending Tuesday, is the number. Fire trucks are just the most fascinating things when you see them, you know, out there in the world. They're bright and they're red. Kids love them. But did you know if you want to buy a fire truck, there's only three companies in the United States you can buy a fire truck from?
Yeah, people in Greenwich kind of know this because we're down by a couple of machines. We're having to buy a second-hand machine from someplace out in
you calling a fire truck a machine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there's a $4 billion order backlog that these companies, only three companies who make fire trucks, are trying to fulfill over the next two or three years.
That's right. It takes 3 years to get one.
Unbelievable.
You order it, and 3 years later, you get it.
There's an opportunity here because I mean, who's got time to wait for fire trucks?
Companies making trucks.
Well, there's three largest companies in the United States. They control 80% of the market. Mm. But there's an opportunity. If you know how to make a fire truck, you better get moving.
Yeah.
You can sell it in 2 seconds. You can sell it before you make it if you only knew how to do it. All right. And Fire Engine Red. I wonder if they all get the paint from the same company.
Well, the thing is they don't paint all fire trucks the same color.
Oh.
Sometimes it's a bright yellow or a white.
Yeah.
And then there's red.
But is Fire Engine Red really just Fire Engine Red? Is that a Pantone color? Is that like an actual
That's
thing?
That's a good question.
Fire Engine Red. Somebody had to look on that. Look that up and get back to me on that. I'm not really
Fire Engine Red's kind of a tomato red, isn't it? Well,
I don't like tomato red.
Oh, you don't?
No, if I'm going to wear a red shirt, it's got to be like a blue red. The orange red that makes me a little uncomfortable. In fact, the ones who try and go really orange on the red, I don't really feel good about that.
All right.
How do you feel about your reds? Reds, there's a lot of reds.
I'm pretty easy with red because I guess I'm that color that, you know, my skin tone is, it works well with red.
You're good.
All kinds of reds.
Are we done with the show? Because I got to do that daily send-off if we are done. Can
we
do that thing I like to do?
Here we go.
Okay.
Attention, everyone. It's the Daily Toast on the Debbie Nigro Show.
You know, yesterday was the Random Acts of Kindness Day, but it got buried behind President's Day. So I want to just leave you with this thought from Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who I just happened to have handy. What wisdom can you find that is greater than kindness? Nothing. Believe me, it's simple, it's cheap, costs nothing. Just be it, do it, lend it, and you'll get it back. It's just that simple. And I love the Random Act of Kindness. You know, like, pick up somebody's coffee today. Like, get behind them and just go, it's on me. They'll be like, oh. Wait, why not? Make somebody smile. All right, that's it. See you guys tomorrow. My name is Debbie Nigro. As you know, I am here at 11 to 12 noon on WGCH, and the digital live stream is WGCH.com. You can listen from anywhere on my website, DebbieNigro.com. I'm over on Instagram at TheRealDebbieNigro, and I'll see you tomorrow. Be safe. Ciao.
The preceding show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. This is your community radio station, serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
Between American and Russian officials in Saudi Arabia represented a big change in U.S. foreign policy.
In the nearly 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, the United States and Europe have worked to isolate Moscow and stand up against Russian aggression. But President Trump said he trusts Russia's Vladimir Putin, which paved the way for this week's high-level face-to-face talks. The Trump administration's policy shift has rattled Ukraine and Europe, with longtime American allies hoping to have a seat at the table.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A senior Hamas leader says that terrorist group will release 6 living Israeli hostages on Saturday and the bodies of 4 others on Thursday. The 6 are the last living hostages to be freed under the ceasefire's first phase. Also at townhall.com, a polar vortex is hitting parts of the country.
Almost 95 million people in parts of the country are under an extreme cold warning or advisory, says National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
Really some of the coldest temperatures of the entire winter season right now.